Proposal designed to prevent the creation of so-called super teams in Wisconsin high school sports was recently voted down. Essentially, it would have made it harder for students to transfer to another school for athletic reasons. The issue came into focus last year when a couple of top basketball recruits announced they were leaving Sun Prairie and transferring to Nicolet just outside of Milwaukee. Nicolet went on to win the Division II championship this past March. But the transfer proposal was rejected in a 239-150 vote in the WIAA amid concerns it was too vague and hard to enforce. But our guest says don't be surprised if this crops up again. Mark Stewart is the prep sports editor with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, my pleasure.
Well, can you tell us a little more about why this issue of transfers is all of a sudden a hot story for the people who are making the rules for high school sports?
You know, a lot of it is, I think it basically kind of, the big spark was last spring. There were a couple of high-profile basketball players who decided they wanted to transfer to Nicolet High School. One kid was going from New Berlin West to Nicolet, and then there was another pair of brothers. Obviously, they would go to school together. Talented players, and their family moved from Sun Prairie into the Glendale School District, which is home to Nicolet. The big deal wasn't because transfers happen all the time, but the fact that you had, three Division I caliber players going to the same school, caught people's attention. And then, the fact that, one of the guys that they play with during the club season or the spring and summer, he was already at Nicolet. So it led to this, this thinking that, they're teaming up for a super team and things of that sort. And so that was kind of the spark, I think, to, this legislation that the WIAA tried to pass about a month or so ago.
And how do things work now, before, I guess, and after this plan was rejected? What's the rule if I'm a high school student, my family moves to a new high school? What do the rules say now?
Yeah, well, if you move into a new district, typically you are eligible. The key is that the move has to be a complete move. So, it can't be a situation where, you keep your house in Madison, but you move and get an apartment in Milwaukee or anything like that. The whole family has to move. So, it can't be a split situation. You and your father move or whatnot. So it has to be a full and complete move. But typically if you do that, and you move into a different district, then you become eligible for, to compete as a high school athlete. So that's the big thing. If you move and you don't have those conditions, then usually you have to sit out a calendar year from the time you enroll. The exceptions are if you are let's say you decide to change schools between your freshman and sophomore year, then you can gain eligibility at your new school automatically. So it's almost like the rule has one transfer written into it where you can kind of, a student can move freely and not and gain immediate eligibility at their new school.
So we had this proposal. As you said, it was rejected, but the idea was it was going to crack down some and make it a little harder. So what would the change have been here if this rule had passed?
The change would have been that, if you move into a new district, but that if you have some athletic tie with anyone at your new school, that you would still have to sit out a year. So let's say, two guys play together on a AAU team or a club team. One moves into the district, but he already has an AAU teammate there, for instance, then that person would still have to sit out a year. Or let's say, one of the coaches on staff, you know, with somebody you, you know, that coached you during the summer or the club season, then you would have to sit out, you know, because of that previous relationship. So it really kind of opened the door to, you know, a lot of, I mean, you know, it opened the door to a lot, because what you realize, or what if people didn't realize this, is that, you know, everybody knows everybody. it's amazing. You know, you look in, you know, I was, you know, I'll be looking on Instagram, and you'll see, you know, this, you know, a standout basketball player from one part of the state, and then you see he's joking around with this football player who lives in a different part of the state, and it seems like they're buddy-buddy, and you're like, how did that happen? You know, so it opened up a can of worms that, you know, how are we judging relationships, and really, you know, how big of a deal is this that you need to go to these kinds of extent to crack down on a supposed problem.
Talking to Mark Stewart from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about high school sports, a proposal that was rejected by the state's main athletic organization for high schools. It would have made it harder to transfer from one school to another. The worry that students were meeting each other in programs and getting together and saying, hey, we'll move to the same place to try to form a super team. And this is going to sound alien, I think, to a lot of people, Mark, the idea that you'd up stakes and move to another high school just to be on a basketball team with somebody's, you know, teammates from a club. Do we have any kind of sense of how often this is actually happening?
To me, I thought this was kind of I didn't see the necessity of it, to be honest. I mean, usually what happens with, you know, a lot of the rules that you see come up the ranks from the WIAA is that, you know, there's, you know, a history of, you know, the problem existing to the point where, you know, a rule needs to be in place. You know, the current transfer rule that we just discussed a few minutes ago, you know, that rule came about because of years and years of kids transferring and it kind of creating some issues. Whereas in this case, a year ago, no one was even talking about transfers, and then all of a sudden, just because, you know, two high-profile basketball players decide they want to go, you know, they and their family want to go to a different school, all of a sudden it becomes a big issue. When the reality is that, you know, transfers happen all the time. It's just the fact that, you know, in basketball, you know who the kids are, but I won't say names, but I could go to football, and there were kids who, for whatever reason, I'm not saying they're not legitimate reasons, but, you know, for family reasons, they moved from one school to another in the same conference. One year he's playing football for this team, the next year he's all conference for another team in the league. No one says anything about that, but the fact that, you know, it's these basketball guys, and they're recognized, and I don't know. I think there's always a little, you know, a level of, you know, distrust of basketball. That's just my impression of it. That I think it kind of put an unfair attention on those transfers when the reality is that transfers happen all the time.
Is it a thing with basketball where, hey, three players, if they're starters, that's 60% of your starting lineup? Football, soccer, it's, you know, you need a lot more players to make a difference like that?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. And, I mean, honestly, you know, basketball, when it comes to, you know, the high school sports in this state, you could, you know, argue that basketball is the most popular high school sport. But just because it's the most popular high school sport, or just because, you know, you got, you know, one or two standout athletes can make a huge difference, you know, shouldn't mean that just because you play those sports, you know, you should have, you know, this stigma attached to you moving from one school to another. You know, because the reality is that, you know, people move for various reasons. I mean, it's kind of a family decision. I don't know, the rule kind of struck me as kind of crossing the line of, okay, you know, kind of being a governing body to high school sports, and then really kind of getting into people's business of, well, hey, well, why are you moving? You know, why are you moving? And then ultimately putting the WIAA in the position of saying, well, okay, now that you've explained why you moved, okay, you get a waiver, but you don't. I don't know. I don't know how it got that far. To me, it just opens up a can of worms that, you know, would create a lot of headaches for people in the positions of having to explain why, you know, my transfer ultimately gets a waiver, but someone else's doesn't. You know, it just seemed like it was really completely unnecessary.
We'll leave it there for now, Mark. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Anytime.
That was Mark Stewart, prep sports editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him about the recent push by some in the WIAA to impose tighter transfer restrictions on high school student athletes so as not to create so-called super teams. That proposal was voted down at the annual meeting.